Many of you will probably remember that wonderful story of the little prince in Antoine de Saint-Exupéry's classic. It's a story of the prince. The prince discovers that it is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye. Our scriptures for the seventh Sunday in ordinary time are about value, seeing with the heart's eye. It's a way of looking at things differently, if you will, in order to find the treasure. This Sunday we learn about Solomon's dream. Solomon heard God asking him to make any request he wanted. And Solomon could have asked for anything, any worldly advantage, like unlimited power or fabulous wealth. But Solomon is different. He asks for an understanding heart to be able to care for God's people. And God almost seems a little surprised by Solomon's answer. So in response, God says to Solomon, okay, since you ask for an understanding heart to be able to govern your people wisely, I will give it to you. And it's clear from Solomon's dream that the true road to happiness and success for Solomon was to put God first in his life. And what about us? What if we were to be given a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, such as the offer made by God to Solomon, to ask for anything with the foreknowledge that God would give it? How would we respond? Would we ask for money, for happiness, for good health, for success, for peace in the world? In the gospel today, Jesus reminds us that what is valuable and precious might easily not be seen by all, but would be seen by those with insight, those who see with the heart. Jesus tells two stories about people who accidentally find things they want more than anything else in the world, buried treasure and a precious pearl. And how do we know they want them more than anything else in the world? Well, they sell everything they have in order to possess them. And they risk all they have in order to keep the buried treasure and the pearl. You know, it seems that we human beings are always searching for buried treasure. We spend billions of dollars on lottery tickets each year, hoping to hit the jackpot. Metal detectors enable us to comb beaches and parks for coins and other possible treasures. Our search for treasure isn't necessarily an indication that we're unhappy with our lot in life. It's an indication that we hope for more. And what is the treasure? Well, the treasure is the reign of God. It's the realization of knowing that we belong to God, that we are cherished and cared for and loved by God. It's living a life of faithful commitment, a life of integrity, of trust in God and in service to others. We see the treasure as the kingdom of God, and we recognize its value and its goodness. Nothing in the world can compare with it. And that's why we are willing to sacrifice everything to attain it. Father Thomas Keating, the Trappist writer, says, "The kingdom of God is the discovery of the divine presence and action within us. The kingdom of God is happiness. If you find the kingdom of God, you don't need anything else. It relativizes all other treasures." So then, my friends, how far are we willing to go and to care for the kingdom of God? to hold on to it, to protect the promise of eternal life. Is our desire so profound for the kingdom of God that we are willing to let go of everything else, to sell all we have, as the gospel parable describes, in order to know God's purpose for our lives? Some of us may be thinking, of course, I desire God's kingdom, but not now. Perhaps later, when it's more convenient. Perhaps when we retire and have more time. Perhaps when the children are grown. But Jesus challenges us to stop our excuses and our procrastination and to risk it all now. And in our second reading today, Paul shares something of his own desire. Like the pearl merchant and the laborer we hear in the gospel parable, Paul sold all that he had to receive his treasure. And Paul's words and witness urge us to turn the question on ourselves. Of what must we let go? What should we sell? Brothers and sisters, when we think of giving up everything in order to have the kingdom of God, we're probably apt to feel regret over what we're giving up. But Jesus encourages us to look at it differently. The man who discovered the buried treasure and the merchant who found the pearl of great price didn't regret the loss of everything they sold in order to acquire the treasure and the pearl. They were so happy to have found something valuable that they gladly sacrificed everything else to get it. Likewise, Solomon didn't regret the loss of the things he didn't ask from God. Having been given the opportunity to have whatever he wanted, Solomon asked for an understanding heart and the ability to distinguish between right and wrong. That's Solomon's buried treasure. That's his pearl of great price. Solomon chose to be of service to others. He wanted what was best for the nation. Both Solomon and the individuals in the gospel are models for us to follow. What we have been given, we must now give to others. Brothers and sisters, where your treasure is, there your heart will be, Jesus said in a different chapter of Matthew's account of the gospel that we read today. The heart for Matthew is the place of one's deepest convictions. Perhaps it's digging and exploring the heart itself that will uncover what needs to be brought more clearly to the surface. The treasure which is already ours, the kingdom of heaven already planted there by our God. But my friends, the real issue for most of us might be searching in the right place for the right treasure. Amen.